Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Yuma, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. So we learned in the last Mishnah that for 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was in the Lishkas Balhedrin, away from his house. What did he do these 7 days? Sagt the Mishnah, he was quite busy. Kol Shiva Sayamim, these entire 7 days, who, Zorig HaSadam, he, which spritzed the blood of the Karban Tamid, he should be Rogel B'Avoida, explains the Batanura. He should get used to doing it. Umakter a sektaris. He would be makter the ketaris. He would learn to do the halaga avoida of burning the incense. Umetiv es haneris. He would prepare the neiris. That means removing the ashes from the wicks that were extinguished already. You know that Rambam explains the mitzvah wasn't so much to light the menorah as it was to prepare the menorah. Many explain, can we light a fire? No. We can only prepare the wick, the oil, bring the flame over to the wick. We can do everything within our power to prepare for the fire to flame up by itself. I don't actually light a fire. So the mitzvah was umetiv es haneris. And we learn from this that when it comes to our learning and davening, we just have to try our best to prepare ourselves. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from us. When we do it long enough, then eventually the Rabbein Shalom lights the fire. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Umakriv es haroish, the es haregel. He's makriv the head, as well as, the Tveris Yisrael explains, the other evarim of the Karban Tamid. So why do we just say roish v'regel? So the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, they were the first ones that were brought up. So we're just using, as an example, the first limbs. He starts it out and does the rest as well. Sagt der Mishnah weiter, v'shar kol hayamim, all other days, the din is, if the Kohen Gadol wants to be makriv, everyone has to yield to the Kohen Gadol. Because the halacha is, she Kohen Gadol makriv chelik b'raish, v'noitel chelik b'raish. Let's explain these words. There were 24 mishmaris kahuna. There were 24 shifts of kahanim. The kahanim were divided throughout the entire year into different groups. Each group was subdivided, each mishmer was subdivided into a base av, and everyone had their turn to do the avaida. Even the kehanim that were set to go on that day would go through, like we're soon going to learn, the Hashem is Baruch HaPayus, a system of a gairal, how they would figure out who gets to do what. However, the Kohen Gadol, on any given day, can say, I want to be makriv today. That's makriv chelik barash. He doesn't have to go through the system of the pious. He doesn't have to win a gairal. So makriv chelik b'roish means, says the Batanura, roish hu lahakriv kol chelik sheyivch. He's the first one to get the choice of being makriv any chelik that he chooses. Furthermore, the noitel chelik b'roish, when they distribute the kachim, he can take the best part. But this is only in regard to kachim mizbeach. When it comes to truma or maisa, then the Kohen Gadol is the same as any of the other kohanim. So quickly, chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned all of these 7 days, the kohen is trained in, he's zorik the dam, he's makter the ketores, he prepares the neiros, that means he cleans out the ashes. He's makter of the parts of the karban tamid. Stamazai, if the kohen gadol wants to be makter, he can be makter, he does not have to fit into the system of shifts or win it in a gairal. He has first choice to be makter of any chelik that he wants, and he's also the first one to get to pick when they distribute the kachim, the monaya for the best part. Although we explained that's only b'kachim mizbeach, but kachim gavul, like trumas and maestris, over there he has no special privilege. He's the same as any other kayan.